I think that intermolecular forces are really important. After all, hydrogen bonds are responsible for the sinking of the Titanic, if you think about it. Ice has a very open structure, thanks to hydrogen bonds, and this structure makes ice less dense than water. So the iceberg floated, with only about a tenth of it showing above the water, and the Titanic sunk. You're probably very good at describing and drawing hydrogen bonds, but I want to talk about a type of intermolecular force that a lot of my students find hard to picture. You know, the IMFs with a foreign name, van der Waals forces. Incidentally, if you have trouble spelling van der Waals correctly when you're stressed out in an exam, you can always call them London forces. That brings them much closer to home, doesn't it? I'd like you to imagine yourself fully kitted out in a complete Velcro suit, standing on one end of a seesaw. Close by, there's a vertical wall, also covered in Velcro, and someone very heavy, just waiting to launch you into space by jumping onto the other end of the seesaw. As I see it, there are a number of possible scenarios. Some involve you sticking to the Velcro-covered wall, and others, well, others don't. If you're lucky enough to hit the Velcro-covered wall like Spider-Man, that is, with full body contact, you're likely to stick to the wall. Big contact surface areas with both Velcro and large chemical molecules mean that there are quite strong attractive forces formed. Imagine now that your launch from the seesaw results in you just touching the wall with a Velcro-covered fingertip. Not much chance of you sticking to the wall with that tiny contact surface area, is there? It's just like that when atoms of helium collide. Small contact surface area means only a very small attractive force can form. I like to think about what might happen if two fat ladies, well, apologies to the TV programme of the same name, collide, dressed in Velcro suits, of course. The two ladies' shapes would distort quite a lot as they ran into each other. The chances are they would stick very firmly together. That's a bit like two fat, wobbly iodine molecules colliding. The attractive forces that form are strong enough to keep them in their places in solid iodine. On the other hand, what happens when two very slim people collide? Less distortion means less chance for the Velcro suits to stick together, just like a pair of chlorine molecules. The flickering dipole bit is a bit tricky to explain. But can you imagine the Velcro suit changing from one person to another so many times a second that all you might see is a blur? Would the people stick to the wall? Or do we have to go elsewhere to explain van der Waals?